Topsy Chapman's grounding in gospel came courtesy of her father, who learned to read music while working for a white man who taught that skill to country church choirs.
My father was born 1898, so you got to take your mind way back to when they had horses and buggies, and the man my father worked for, of course, he paid him 50 cents a day. He would drive this teacher around, and they liked each other. So the man asked my father, "Are you interested in knowing what I do?" You know, this guy would have his classes in the evenings, and my father would drive him. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he was curious about what's going on in there. So he said, "You pull the buggy up to the window. I'm going to put the window up, and you listen at what we're doing." So my father learned how to read music by watching him through the window.
And passed along that knowledge to choirs at black churches in the region.
My father taught these classes to the older people in my neighborhood in Louisiana, well, all over Louisiana and Mississippi. So there was always music in the house. So there's three sets of children in my family. It's 10 boys and 6 girls. And the older group of children, you know, my father had a lot of music going on in the house. So they played guitar and piano and they sing. And the second group, they end up doing the same thing with their children and stuff. So I'm with the last group of kids. I'm number 15. And there was always music everywhere in the house. So my mom sing, my father sing. So everybody would, you know, this was a weekday thing for us as well as on the weekends.
Topsy turned out to be musically precocious.
They said I started playing piano at 3 years old. I don't remember that, of course, but that's what they told me by ear.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know?
And her father worked with her in creative ways to develop her talent.
I would walk around with him and he'd say, "Everything has a sound. So just listen, you know." So of course we were in the country walking around, birds, trains, you know. And one day there was a train going down. You could hear it from the highway. So he said, "Listen to the train, and can you tell me what key it's in?" So of course when it first passed by me, it sounded like an F. I said F, and then all of a sudden it went higher. So he said, "But the note changed, so where did it go?" So I said, "Gee," he said, "right," you know. So he would always... as a child, I remember him always asking me things about music. When I became maybe 10 or 11, he tried to make me get interested in reading by playing piano with a teacher. My ear would always disturb me. I couldn't concentrate on looking at the piece of paper. If somebody played the song for me first, it would really mess me up. I already knew what it's going to sound like, so I could play it.
What about listening to music on the radio, records, or things like that?
We would sneak and listen to things. We listened to Count Basie, Duke Ellington. When my father wasn't around, of course, there was always a watch out person. And the person standing at the door and watch out. Yes. Okay, here he comes. So you switch it to Jesus Key Nene.
Very sweet.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
angelic.
Yeah, they're wonderful groove. Children. Yes. Yes. Of course, my mom let us get away with it. You know, I think. She was a little bit more liberal than my father.
Your girl mate has got a shade on Sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, oh so neat, has Sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die.
Much as Topsy Chapman enjoyed life on the farm, by the time she graduated from high school, she was ready to leave Kentwood and take on New Orleans. But not with an eye to performing, even though she had lots of experience playing gospel and secular music, the latter gained performing at school talent shows, dances, and parties.
I never thought about trying to perform. It wasn't in my mind. So actually, I started looking for waitress work. I was real good at it. I worked in the French Quarter, ended up being a singing waitress on Bourbon Street. Made lots of money.
Where was that?
I worked at a place called the Horse Stable. It's not there anymore. But it was right directly across from Crazy Shirley's, if you remember
that.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
That corner next door to, it was next door to Mason Bourbon.
Right.
This still there now. The horse David was called. And this guy was from Germany. And he was just like a father figure to me, you know. Really, really nice person. And I made lots of money in there. My goodness, I couldn't believe. I mean, it was pretty good to say you can go home with $155 to $300-some a day.
Chapman left the Crescent City for a short tenure in Flint, Michigan. Back in New Orleans, she took a job at a clothing shop on Royal Street, which is where she was working when actor, writer, and producer Vernell Banerese recruited her for a musical he was putting together. One More Time.
I heard you at the jazz festival, and I'd like for you to be in my play that I'm writing. And I asked him what it was all about. You know, it was this gospel thing. And, you know, I was in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my father said I shouldn't do that. You know. So he said, well, we're going to have some gospel in this play. Yeah. I said, oh, really? He said, yes. Yeah. So you can use my gospel group. I'm still trying to get my whole family in there.
Right.
He said, well, I'll see if I can work it out. Let's start with you first, you know. I could kill him to this day. I could see him saying, we work him in. We're going to get him in. Don't worry. Months,
typical producer's trick.
Yeah, right. Months passed and months passed and months passed. Weeks, months. When are you going to get the gospel people in, and when are you going to write something for them? Where would they fit in this thing? You know, I'm looking at the script and what we're doing every day, and it just, I can't see the gospel piece. I just, you know, I'm so dense, man. You know, it didn't dawn on me that they would never be in this play.
They weren't. But One More Time became a sensation with a mega successful New York run and world tour, an experience that converted Topsy Chapman to music full time and paved the way eventually for the formation of Solid Harmony with her daughters Yolanda and Jolinda and a rotating cast of A-list New Orleans sidemen. If you get a chance to see Topsy Chapman and Solid Harmony in New Orleans or anywhere else, don't miss them. They are one of the still too little known treasures of the Crescent City. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.
When skies are cloudy, when skies are cloudy, they're only cloudy for a day. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So